and James.
Hello. Hello out there, people of Earth. This is Radio Free America, BBS Internet Radio, where the truth can be spoken without fear of getting back by the government. Can I say, hey, 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 it's a better day. This is Connect the Dots radio show. This is your host, Tom Edison, speaking. Looking for words of wisdom from Merlin, the magician from the past? Well, we're going to give him a break today. You want words of wisdom? Hey, stand in front of the mirror and say something profound. Create your own words of wisdom. Well, what can we say, but it's another day? Hey, anybody who watched the Super Bowl last week? Well, actually, it was an exciting game with the worst halftime show I have ever seen. Anyhow, so much for that. Let's just move along here. Hey, this is Connective Dots Radio Show. It's also a Gallman Radio Show. If you got a phone, 888-627-6008. And hey, you can call in and share your wisdom. But anyhow, this is an educational show just the same. And I think I'm going to talk about frequencies today. You know, everything has a frequency. But what most of you, I bet, don't know, there's something called a spectrum analyzer. Yeah, it's a machine you can buy. And it comes with some gadget you can put on the skin, your skin, and get a frequency reading of different parts of your body. Is that amazing or what? So if you, let's say, got a reading on your left breast, so many cycles per second through this machine, and then you put the apparatus touching your right breast, and they weren't around the same, there was probably a problem with one of your breasts, you know. And it might be possible to fix that with another machine called a digitalized cosmetics, where you can send frequencies to balance them out, or mimic the frequency that you believe is out of whack, and same frequencies. If you can match that frequency that's out of whack, they cancel each other out. That's the process by which the famous, scientist, his name was Rife, look it up, R-I-F-E, he was curing cancer left and right, all kinds of people with his system he invented that used canceling out cancer cells by finding out the frequency of the cancer cells and then pulsating a similar frequency, and like the opera singer shattering the glass, the cancer cells were shattered and dissipated and taken out by your body via the waste process system. So that's why you might want to look up getting a spectrum analyzer. You know, there's somebody out there, I can't think of who exactly right now, but they sell that machine. And then you could also buy a digitalized cosmetic machine and try to duplicate the results that the famous scientist Rife, R-I-F-E, look them up. So talking about frequencies, you know, the frequency of the universe is 432 hertz. That's why it's been a frequency conspiracy put upon the human race for, I don't know whether it started in the 20s or the 30s or even before that, spearheaded by the Rockefeller, those bad Rockefellers, to get everyone with musical instruments to tune to a 440 frequency, which would bring you out of sync with the universe, because it's known the frequency of the universe is 432. So simplifying that, if you're a guitar player, instead of tuning your A string to 440 hertz or cycles per second, you should turn your A string to 432 cycles per second, and the rest of the strings in accordance with that. Other musical instruments should be tuned accordingly, and then the music will be in sync with the universe. I mean, I've played songs for people 440 and 432, and everybody agrees, including myself, that music in tune with 432 cycles per second for an A note sounds better. And that would make sense if it's in synchronicity with the universe. Does everybody know that the, I think it's called Schumann frequency, resonance of the Earth is 7.8 cycles per second, 7.83 hertz, rather. And if you don't know that, well, why weren't you taught that in school? I'd say it's more proof that, you know, it's a conspiracy to keep people dumb. And, you know, frequencies fall in the realm, if we start talking about the electromagnetic spectrum, which includes gamma rays, X-rays, ultraviolet light, the visible light spectrum, or a GV, infrared, microwaves, TV and radio waves. That's right. And, you know, every color has its frequency, but why weren't you taught that? You know, they teach our Roy G. Viv, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet in science class, but they don't tell you about the, as far as to tell you the frequency ranges, you know, all the visible light frequencies are in terahertz, you know. Terahertz refers to trillion hertz range. You know, that's a trillion, you know, that means one followed by 15 zeros. Rather, I mean, one followed by 12 zeros, excuse me. The, you know, like a million has six zeros, a billion has nine zeros, a trillion has 12 zeros. See, I corrected myself there. Anyhow, regarding the frequencies of light, it's known that red light starts at 430 tetrahertz. 430 trillion cycles per second. That's pretty fast. Visible light. Orange light starts at 510 trillion cycles per second. Yellow light starts at 540 trillion lights per second. Cycles per second, rather. Green, yeah, color green, starts at 610 trillion cycles per second. Blue is known to start at 670 trillion cycles per second. And violet starts at 750. Yeah, the color violet starts at 750 trillion cycles per second, which makes it the highest frequency of visible light. And then, of course, there's the light that goes beyond that frequency range. And then there's the light that goes below the red light frequency range. And those are important things to understand, that color we see is vibrating in extremely fast cycles, trillions of times per second. Now, the experiments, I believe, that Reich used to kill cancer cells, he was using light frequencies. So that's the kind of frequencies you need to deal with cancer cells, apparently. Yeah, this is all common sense. But if you talk to a regular doctor, an orthodox doctor that went to medical school, he knows nothing about this. Go to your local doctor, you people that still go to regular doctors. Ask him, what does he know about the frequencies of light? And see what kind of response you get. And you'll begin to understand how little these guys know. You know, they know how to write out prescriptions for big pharma products that all have adverse side effects, but the ones that they get, I said it before, all doctors are pharmaceutical salespeople. They always write out prescriptions for the company's products and give them the kickbacks. That's how it works. So much for that. But you ask your... When you go to the doctor, you ask him what he knows about light frequencies, and you'll see he'll be mumbling a humming, a humming, a humming. Anyhow, it's important to understand that sounds can be harmful, and they can be good for you also. Like sounds lower than 16 hertz, sounds lower than 16 cycles per second. If you have a machine, churning at a frequency below 16 cycles per second, it can cause harmful effects to you, the human being, if you're within proximity of it. You can make you sick. In fact, there's a documented reality. If you're familiar with the R research facility in Virginia, something set up by the sleeping prophet himself. You know what's his name. If you don't, look it up. But at that facility there, all of a sudden, everybody started getting sick at a certain particular time. For no apparent reason. There was no germs in the building. There was no obvious contaminants causing people. You know, the regular doctors were called in to check. The regular scientists were called in to check. And then it was found out there was a fan, a ventilation fan, that was operating at 10 cycles per second. And that's below 60 cycles per second. And that was making everyone in this gigantic building sick, as if they were being poisoned by radiation or something. And that's a documented fact, that event. Who's the sleeping prophet? Well, hey, if you've got a cell phone, you call in and tell us. You think you know. Anyhow, it's important to understand that, frequencies are referred to as hertz, cycles per second. But then there is the power value, which is represented by decibels. And like everything over 120 decibels is dangerous. You know, you get a sound meter, it's the numbers are in relation to decibels. In fact, in the decibel level, the power value of the sound gets so high, if you're up to 185 decibels, it's fatal to a human being because the alveoli within your lungs will rupture and then you'll die. That's how powerful sound is. You know, there's infrasound and there's ultrasound. Decibels refers to the loudness of the sound. You know, and these decibels are some above what we can hear sometimes, or below what we can hear. Anything above 20,000 hertz, human hearing is ranges from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Infrasound is anything below 20 hertz, and anything below 16 hertz can be harmful. So it can be happening, but we won't hear it and realize what's happening. That's why we need meters to detect these things. Above 20,000 hertz is called ultrasound. And we can't hear it. Maybe some animals can, but we can't. Humans can't hear that above that level, basically, you know. There's, you know, every human is different. Some people maybe can hear their 22,000 cycles per second. But ultrasound way above that can be dangerous. And example of some products that can be harmful over a long period of time. Something like a vacuum cleaner can be producing harmful decibels. Maybe that's why they sound annoying sometimes. We sense it. Not good for us. Well, those all important information that you got to wonder why we haven't been taught those things and to be wary and made aware of it. You know, in the electromagnetic spectrum of radio frequencies, it exists from 30 to 300 gigahertz. A gigahertz is 1 billion cycles per second. So there can be interference in your brain because it's been determined that brain neurons operate at 200 hertz. Only 200 cycles per second. So they can be overwhelmed by intense sounds of more than 200 hertz. Of course, you know, that's orthodox scientists say your brain neurons. The neurons are the connecting things that operate between one neuron and axon and neuron to neuron, axons and all that stuff inside your brain. You don't know what those words mean? Look them up in the dictionary. Okay? I'm just talking things that terms you actually should be aware of. If you're not, well, you got to wonder why. Why didn't they teach you that stuff in school, you know? Now, I've said it before, but I'll say it again, educational-wise. There's a great book out there called The Crystal Connection, and this is where I learned this information. Scientists who studied learned how to access the information out there in the cosmos gained the knowledge that your thoughts travel at the rate of 10 to the 42nd power, a number so grand it doesn't even have a name. That's how fast, pretty much instantaneous, that's how fast your thoughts travel. And we're living in a living universe where the thoughts are picked up by the living universe and your thoughts are instantly heard. And I came up with a term because I'm always correlating things. I'm the connected dots man. I wrote the book, Connected Dots Theory. And that is, I call it the passing along of information. And I was shown dozens and dozens of times about this phenomena and the fact that you can understand that your thoughts are instantaneously and picked up by the living universe, which is populated by plenty of overseers of mankind and other creatures too. And these consciousnesses in the cosmos that don't have bodies, their consciousnesses of pure energy, the ability to oversee large groups of people, whether it's 100 people, 100 square miles of people, or whatever. They oversee a large part of what's going on and what's going on in our world. And they can pick up a bit of information that you thought. And I found out when I thought something and didn't say it, just thought it and held it back, within a matter of seconds, someone else nearby me, assuming I wasn't alone, would come out and say what I just thought. And I call it the passing along of information. Someone, overseer of a group of people or an area of reality in the third dimension, our physical reality here, picked up my thought instantaneously. And because I held on to it and didn't say it, speak it out, they decided to pass it along to someone else, so into their subconscious mind, and that person says what you just thought. And this has been shown to me dozens and dozens of times, so I came up with an explanation, and I called it the passing along of information. That happens because we're living in a well-connected living system in which the universe, the cosmos, inhabited by an uncountable amount of consciousnesses that are pure energy, pure thought, they pay attention, they listen to thoughts, and they can grab your thought and pass it along to someone else if they choose to. Of course, you have the opportunity to speak it out yourself. But I found out when you think something and hold it back, the universe, or those looking into your area of the universe, have the opportunity to check your thought and pass it along to someone else, even for just a reason to make me aware of how the system works. And that's enough proof for me. I've seen it, that the universe is paying attention to what I'm thinking, also what I'm saying. You know, and these things happen all the time. People, you know, you start talking about something or thinking about someone you know, and next thing you know, the phone rings, and there they are. And the first thing you say, you know, I was just thinking about you. Well, that didn't happen just by chance. It was some consciousness in the universe that listens in to what thoughts are being put out there or what word communications are being put out there. Pass that information along. Now, it can go both ways. It could go that they heard you talking about someone, and they know whom you're talking about, and they telepathically contact that person and tell them, give that person a call. And then you pick up the phone and think, hi, hey, I was just thinking about you. It works that way. It could also work the other way, too. You know, time is... it's not fixed what you think it is. Well, it might be fixed on the clock that goes around in a clockwise direction, follows a certain pattern, but time, as explained to me by somebody who worked on one of the on the Secret Montauk Project, I went to one of his lectures, and he gave the best explanation of time, that time is, think of the time as a sphere, and every year, every second, every moment, every day is a different point on the outside of that sphere. You know, the sphere has a surface. Okay. Every point on that surface represents a point in time, and you're in the center. And so you, once you know how to do it, you can perceive something in the present time, and you can, and when you learn how to travel time, you can go out to the edge of the surface of the sphere that represents time and travel backwards even to a point where you want to interject whatever you feel you have to interject, the message maybe. So that whole thing with the phone call could have been somebody's going to make a phone call, and then somebody in the cosmos, a superior intelligence without body form, just pure consciousness, sees that person reaching for the phone, and what else does the consciousness and the cosmos have to do but create coincidences? They think, well, I'm going to pop out of time here, go back a couple of minutes only, and pop in and tell someone, put the thought in someone's head to think about the person whom I know is going to call them. And so we can work that way, too. And then when that person who intended to call you calls you, you already have been given the thought to start thinking about that person. And then when you pick up the receiver and you're done talking, first thing you're going to say again is, hey, you know, I was just thinking about you. Come on, this gets played out by people time after time after time. I'm just explaining to you how it works here. And it's important to understand that we're living in a living system. And the fact that we don't take advantage of that is because we've been lied to since birth, dumbed down. We were told these such things are impossible, and we believed what we were told because we didn't know any better. You know, hopefully what I'm saying will help wake you up a little, and that's what we need to do. We need to start waking up and getting ready for what's coming, because the veil is going to be lifted. It's being lifted right now while I'm speaking. There are many, many physical beings of a higher vibrational status than vibrating faster than us here in the still third dimension physical reality that are working tirelessly to uplift the frequency of the earth. So none of us, it'll become in the past only. Third dimensional Earth, and we're all going to be, the planetary ascension is in progress. And this is what we should be talking about every day. Forget about the nonsense going on in the news. There's nothing but trouble there, nothing but conflicts. And of course, the news is programmed to just have you focus on all conflicts going on, all troubles, and the promote fear, they promote negative possibilities, and the basic formula for, like, even the local news, how many people got wrongfully killed today, how many fires occurred, as if that's really important to us, unless we're, you know, personally involved in these situations, we shouldn't be wasting our time thinking about it. The news should be telling us about what's coming, the planned event, the ascension of everyone on Earth. That is the basic plan, but if you want to be a thunderhead and ignore what's going on and say, oh, I don't want to evolve, believe me, you'll get your wish. You won't get to evolve. You'll be removed from the playing board here, and you won't get to ascend with the rest of us that want to ascend into a peaceful reality. You know? And the trick is increasing your vibrational frequency. And we can do that in many ways, but we as individuals need to be working on ourselves. You know, practicing breathing, taking full deep breaths of clean air. You know, if you spend a lot of time inside, it might be advisable to get an air purifier to move the dust or whatever floating around in your apartment or stuff like that. And even the air outside isn't always that good. So you might want to stay inside with your air purifier. And breath is a very important factor. And you need to the internet, you know, has plenty of people teaching breathing techniques out there. So you don't have to pay money to go to some special guru to learn it. You can find all this self-teaching stuff on the internet. See, like a half hour ago when I started the show, I told you about, you know, a spectrum analyzer. Begin analyzing your own frequency and your own abnormal frequencies, and then you can do get another machine doing digital cosmetic work to balance the frequencies or eliminate the bad ones that you found out by your own investigation. You don't have to go to the doctor and rely on him. First of all, doctors are not that smart. Yeah, we'll give them, you know, the surgeons, we can give them credit to become expert at replacing body parts. But we don't want that to be going on, really, you know, because in order to replace body parts, you have to have the parts to replace. And that just promotes harvesting the body parts from prisoners like they do in China and anybody else that they can pay to harvest some innocent person's body parts so they can be sold to the hospitals and the doctors to replace for you because you didn't take care of your health and you ruined your body parts and you think, I'll just go to the doctors and get some replacements. They're good at that. You know, and of course they're figuring out ways to put pig parts in your body now and make them work. You know, that's not the way to go, and it involves cutting people up and people getting robbed of their good organs and stuff like that, and working with the negative ET races and abductions and all that crap. So you really don't want your body parts to fail. You want to take care of your health and do your part. You know, and make your contributions to humanity and raise your frequency. Keep your frequency clean and healthy. You know, and there's so many ways you can do that. But it's your responsibility. And when one person raises their consciousness and our vibrational frequency, it helps raise the collective frequency of the human race. All of our frequencies together form a collective frequency. And every person that makes themselves a better person, vibrating at a higher frequency, adds to that collective frequency and raises the whole collective frequency of the whole human race. And so your part, doing your part, and everybody else doing their part, will help us evolve beyond darkness. Once the frequencies get high enough, they overpower the dark frequencies, the low frequencies. That's why it's important to understand this. And the doctors won't be able to tell you this. This is the new information that's out there. It's on the internet. And a lot of it you can be fine. Hey, I told you these people before. I'm on Twitter. And I repost, do what I can with the Twitter format, even though Elon has not helped us. He's ruined it in certain ways. He didn't make it any better. He ruined it by creating the two-tier system and working with the AI intelligence to make sure those of us that don't pay him the money for his blue check mark will not get preference. We've been put on the back burner. So I do the best I can is retweet other things that people have put out there, and then it's a better chance for people to see what I'm promoting. I'm actually being supportive of great things other people have said. There's so much great information out there. And if you were just to go to my, join Twitter and look up my profile, at Tom Edison Prez, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, that is my name, Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z, Yes, my hashtag at John Anderson Prayers. And look me up, go to my profile, which will show you the posts and the reposts and commentaries I make sometimes on what other people are saying to be supportive of what they're doing. And just backtrack down, and you will find out so much wonderful information being repeated on the Internet because those are the people I follow, and those are the people I repost, the ones that are putting good, positive information out there. And you can learn just a lot just by doing that, whether you interact with what you see or not. Just by viewing it, you can learn a lot, because there are plenty of people out there that have good connections with the higher realms that are giving us important information to help us evolve as individuals and to be positive, and teaching us not to listen to the crap coming off the boob tube. I watch the boob tube news because I want to see what my enemy is doing. I want to know my enemy. And that's why I watch it. I want to see the corrupt crap that's out there. Plus, I did a few investigations today, and unfortunately I'm working with a system of Google Chrome, you know. I just make the best of it. I still can find a lot of information out on Twitter regardless. But when I started asking questions on Google Chrome, I found out all the things that I wanted to find out that would be related to bad things that have gone on behind the scene. I keep getting the same message. This page cannot be found, which just tells you how corrupt Google Chrome is. They don't want the people. They want to keep the people in the dark. They want to deny anything that's being revealed as truth, as they're calling everything a conspiracy theory, or they just slam you in the face with, this page can't be found. And so that's the unfortunate deal dealing with Google Chrome. Google Chrome has some good factors, but if you're looking to find that info out, secret info out, they're going to put the roadblock up as many ways as they possibly can. Hey, this is a call radio show, and if you have something important to say, hey, the number is 888-627-6008. That's right. If you have a telephone, you can actually connect with this show. It's live. It's happening now. And now is the most important time for everybody to be learning, to improve themselves, put your best foot forward, say only good things. Actually, my grandmother was saying that to me her whole life. Say only good things. Makes sense, you know? You don't want to say bad things because nothing good can come out of that. Of course, we all like to make jokes and make fun of people and all that stuff, but in essence, we really want to focus on saying good things about everybody. Even bad people, you probably can find some good things about. I found out some people that have some horrible habits, some horrible dispositions, if you pay attention, there might be one or two good points they have, along with the 1,001 bad points. So look for those good points, and then you can give them a compliment. Hey, I like the way you take command of things, or something like that. Anyhow, that's it. The event is coming. If you don't know what the event is, go to the portal. You know, I told you before, everybody who's listening, 2012 portal, if you're not going there and gathering the information, or a good source of information, what's going on behind the scene, put into play by the galactic brothers and sisters who are benevolent and friendly and caring and want to assist us in the ascension of planet Earth and the ascension of all of us. We have the opportunity to ascend. Of course, like I said, if you're stubborn and don't want to ascend, or if you're that evil and know you can't because you've done too much and know you're going to be terminated, that's right, the Galactic Confederation, or the Galactic Federation, they are going to play the role of Terminator when they finally land on Earth. And some people deserve to be terminated because they've done so much harm and evil, they have become addicted to it, especially adrenochrome drinkers. Now, adrenochrome actually turns up in that stupid movie, I can't think of the name of it, with, what's his name, about the two guys that go on the road trip to Las Vegas, and they do all kinds of drugs, and one of the scenes, the guy says, what's in that bottle? And the other guy says, adrenochrome. They don't exactly tell you what it is, but it is mentioned that in that movie. It's about a road trip. I think the movie's from back in the 80s, even. I don't know. I didn't forget what year it is. I can't even think of the name of the movie right off here, but that's the basic movie. Two guys go on a road trip out to Las Vegas. They got money to burn. They bring all kinds of drugs with them. They do LSD. They do coke. They do, and they drink adrenochrome. You know what I mean? Yeah, some funny scenes are at the bar, and they're taking whatever, who knows. And all of a sudden, all the people sitting at the tables in the room there, they all turn into lizards. More hidden information being revealed. You know, a lot of people out there, they're posting information about the lizards and the Dracos and reptilians and stuff. But if you go to the portal, you found out as of October of 2023, I think it was. Yeah. All the lizards had already been removed from underground, the surface, and in spacecraft. There were only a few still hiding out in the astral and etheric rooms. But they basically have been removed. You're not going to run into any physical lizards. Of course, there's the shapeshifters that can make themselves look like humans. If you ever watch the movie They Live, gives you a little hint of the kind of technologies that are out there that creatures can make themselves look like normal human beings. And then there's the clones out there, too. It's part of the equation now. They say, you know, and you'll find that information out on at the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, where the representative of the resistance movement and the representative who is the same representative for the Galactic Confederation, the guys who are going to come and terminate the bad guys when they land, the really bad ones are removing them. Take them away from all of us. May it happen soon. They, you're going to find out all about that, you know, because they've been up there revealing bits out. They were tearing apart, taking down the veil, the electronic fences, the tiny black holes that have been inserted into the auras of basically every human being living on planet Earth to attempt to keep us hostage from just them coming down and beaming us off. They had to disarm all that, you know, like minds in a minefield. Well, we had minds in our etheric bodies. Most people don't realize, but it's time you wake up, the information is out there. You have an etheric body. Think of it like an energy egg. You're in the egg. It's like the egg in the etheric body is like an egg-shaped oval that surrounds you. And, of course, you've got the two spinning tetrahedrons, which once you learn how to use them, is your vehicle to travel through space. You've been taking your physical body with you. Once you learn how to do that, that isn't learned overnight. But once the benevolent good, galactic brothers and sisters from over 200 different nations land physically on Earth, they will begin to teach us these things and also disclose all the stuff that's been kept from us, which is a lot. Little bits are being revealed here and there, but there's still a lot more that needs to be revealed. But the best place to start looking for that is all that's been revealed in the last 12 and a half years at their signing. 2012 tells you when they started revealing the information, 2012 portal.blogspot.com. And then correlate what they've revealed with what other people reveal. You'll see a lot of people are still harping about the dangers of reptilians. They're all gone. Once you correlate, you know, so it's outdated information, so don't waste your time worrying about reptilians walking around and stuff like that, because there are no reptilians left to walk around. And same with the Dracos. Once they realized they were being found out and apprehended, they beat it, as the saying goes. And that information is on the portal. And they tell you about everything has been removed except the anomaly. And, of course, on the surface, we still have those diehard servants of the negative ET races thinking that they are the new world order and control this world, when they have all along with nothing but pawns for the negative ET races. The ET races have been controlling humanity for thousands upon thousands of years, and there's different groups. Probably the worst ones are the Anunnaki, you know, referred to as the beings from the 12th planet, also planet of the crossing is called, also planet X sometimes, whatever, also called Nibiru, and of course there's the Emperor out there, that was a make-believe name created. As this information, well, it doesn't matter what the planet is, we know these beings have been here for a long time, they were listed in the Sumerian clay tablets. You know, and of course they might have been lying about how great they were, but we know that they, it's pretty well known that they are practitioners of black magic. Black magic is using universal realities of highly scientific principles in a negative way. That's what black magic is. And we call it magic because we don't understand it, because we're primitive earthlings that have been deprived of universal knowledge by the negative ET races that have turned our world into the prison planet. Well, the electron, and they put a thick electronic fence around. Yeah, we've been locked in. We're just too stupid to know, because they got us to accept, like, you know, whatever it was they were willing to allow us to have. And let's say, like, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, back in the 1960s, let's say, man, we thought living, this was the everything, this was the all, you know, because certain places like America, life was like, wow, we're all having a grand time, things were cheap. And then during the 70s, it all started to backfire and things started going downhill. And it just continued right up until today. So much for that. Hey, that's the history of humanity. Look it up. And so the event is it's the transformation point where the metamorphosis, the human race is going to be like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. We're going to leave our old flesh and blood anatomy behind to be replaced with a silicon-based anatomy. Yeah, we'll still be human beings, and our consciousness will survive. We won't have to face the going to sleep break of consciousness that common death that we've been told happens when the physical body wears out. Your consciousness leaves it behind, but you end up going to sleep for a short period of time. And no matter how long you're asleep, when you wake up, it's only like a couple of seconds. That's how it works. That's how it's set up to work. Of course, there were, you know, we had to deal with, there was traps set up by the dark side, so we couldn't return back to where we came from. You know, your consciousness here is just a portion of who you truly are. We're like a human angelic race from the 12th dimension. All of us, some of us even higher. And we send a portion of our souls down here to experience physical reality. It does have its good points as well as its bad points. And of course, those of us here now, it's been said, we all chose to be here because we knew this was the time when the ascension of planet Earth was going to take place. And the moment of redemption when evil will finally be defeated for all time. It will never be permitted to exist beyond this point in time. So if you're not with the ascension and you don't desire to move forward, and you want to resist and hold on to your lower frequencies, you will be removed and terminated by the Galactic Confederation, who handles such matters. Hey, you know what? This was a call-in radio show. It's kind of too late to call in now. But, hey, just remind, tell your friends, this is a call-in radio show. At the same time, next week, connect the dots. Look up the schedule on the BBS Internet radio schedule. And understand, hey, I call it Radio Free America. Well, I believe I've educated the listeners on a lot of things tonight. And if you can find the kindness in your heart to pay for the college-type education you're getting, subscribe to my show. You know, I have, again, I've said before, I don't get paid to do the show. I have to pay to do it, to pay the engineers to set up all the connections to make it happen. You know, I don't make a dime unless you, the listeners, subscribe to my show. You know, it's only fair. If you're willing to, some of you been to college, you're willing to pay tens of thousands of dollars to go to college, you can, you know, subscribe to my show and pay anywhere from $2.99 to $19.99 a month. You know, nothing, basically. Have a heart, you know. The worker deserves his wages. And when I do this show, I'm working for you. I'm educating you. I'm a teacher, and revealing what I reveal in one show is like a semester of college. How much does it cost to go to a semester of college? Think about it. Do I deserve a little pay for my contributions here? Well, have a heart and subscribe to my show. Go to BBS Radio and find out how to do it. You know, and I would appreciate that. We're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. You get to hear the music at the end, 30 seconds of the most, one of the most, melodic lead guitar solos of all the time of my invention. The end of my song, are you the party in kind? Are you? I am. And, followed by my anthem, a song I wrote a long time ago, one of my first recordings, called I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, you can contribute to my show, too. go on the internet, YouTube. I've got two albums, Songs Better Than Dylan. Out of the 23 songs, you know, you can download one for 99 cents. Or download two of them. You might, I guarantee you'll find more than one you like. And I have the other one, American Party Songs. Download it for 99 cents. Man. You know, like I said, I deserve a little pay for what I've contributed to the world, to this radio show, and to all who want to learn. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown now. Hey, everybody, listen, tell your friends, tune in next week. Hey, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, took my stand without being clear to the world.